Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It is 8:32. This is 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Monday, February 18th. It's the Washington's birthday federal holiday. As folks in the nation's capital fight over how to secure the southern boundary with Mexico, it's the U.S. Border Patrol that is actually doing it.
During the day, Antelope Wells border station in New Mexico was fairly calm. Border Patrol comes across their share of illegal crossings from Mexico into the U.S., but that number is on the rise.
Ground sensors that are placed strategically. So there is a sensor activation. We have to go investigate.
Border Patrol agents say this particular crossing has encountered at least 28 groups of 100 or more migrants illegally crossing into the U.S. Border Patrol agent Romero Cordero says Mexican smugglers are trying to overwhelm this facility so they can hide illegal activity.
They think they're saturating the agents that are working in this area by bringing large groups of people who are turning themselves in.
Since October 1st, Border Patrol has apprehended about 5,000 migrants illegally crossing the border in large groups in Antelope Wells, New Mexico. Charles Watson, Fox News.
The Kansas Republican Party has a new chairman.
At the GOP's annual meeting Saturday, leaders selected Overland Park lawyer Michael Kuckelman as the party's new leader. Kuckelman succeeds Kelly Arnold, who had served as the party's leader for the past 6 years. During the first 4 years of Arnold's leadership, Republicans swept statewide in congressional races, but lost the governor's race and third congressional district seat to Democrats Laura Kelly and Sherrese Davids in the 2018 election cycle. Kuckelman promised members of the Republican Party he will work to build unity within the party and improve voter turnout in future elections. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
President Trump in Miami today. He'll be addressing the ongoing crisis in Venezuela.
The president will be making remarks at Florida International University to show support for Venezuelan interim president Juan Guaido and to speak on the dangers of socialism. Guaido has been in a power struggle with Nicolas Maduro, who has maintained the support of the Venezuelan military. The Trump administration, along with 50 other nations, have declared Guaido the rightful president of Venezuela. President Trump says he hasn't ruled out military intervention to resolve the crisis. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Lawmakers say a federal budget compromise provides $50 million of additional federal funding to maintain Amtrak rail passenger service through parts of three states, including Kansas and Colorado.
The budget compromise was approved by Congress and signed by President Donald Trump on Friday. New Mexico Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich and Representative Ben Ray Lujan said Friday the funding for the Southwest Chief Route will enable Amtrak to pay matching funding for a grant to pay for maintenance and safety improvements to the Southwest Chief Route. Amtrak officials previously proposed replacing train service with bus service between Dodge City, Kansas and Albuquerque, New Mexico, about a quarter of the 2,265-mile route providing daily train service between Los Angeles and Chicago. The New Mexico lawmaker said the funding was also pushed by senators from Colorado and Kansas. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Now let's take a look at that weather forecast. Interesting things heading our way. Here's meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Things may be quiet now, but we're already keeping our eye on the next storm system that's going to be moving in tomorrow afternoon, and that could bring us some accumulating snow. Today's high 28. It'll be cloudy and 20 overnight. Then snow arrives on Tuesday afternoon, 1 to 2 inches possible by tomorrow night, our high 29. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have wind out of the north-northwest, mostly cloudy, 15 degrees with wind chill zero. KNSS News Time is 8:36, and that means it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. Jad Chambers will host today's edition of The Blur, and we're going to be previewing Oscars all week.
That's right, and in today's Oscars preview, well, we got Fox's Michelle Pollino talking about the candidates for the big one. Best Picture.
After the death of his father, Prince T'Challa returns to his African homeland of Wakanda to assume his father's throne and his mantle as the superhero Black Panther. In Black Klansman, it's 1970, and the first black officer in the Colorado Springs Police Department organizes an investigation into the local chapter of the KKK. Bohemian Rhapsody tells the tale of Freddie Mercury and his band Queen as they rocket to superstardom.
Everyone leaves me.
In The Favorite, it's the early 1700s. Queen Anne is in poor health and emotionally unstable. Two women vie for her attention. Whoever wins it becomes the de facto ruler of Great Britain. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And that, of course, is just some of them.
Yeah, just a few of the Best Picture nominees.
Just a few of the Best Picture nominees. And speaking of Best Picture nominees, mm-hmm. we did put that on our poll. The Stephen Ted Bull question.
Yes.
At knssradio.com. And we've got a new leader. We've had a new leader every day we've talked about it.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Right now, Green Book is in the lead with 32% of our vote.
Who told me? I think our buddy Don Hall.
Yes.
Down at KEYN. I was down at the women's fair working our radio booth with him on Saturday, and he was going on and on about how really great that movie was.
Green Book.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the only one I've seen is Black Panther. And as much as I liked it, I really thought that was a fantastic movie. Is it the kind of movie that's Best Picture and action?
Is it Best Picture? Yeah.
Yeah. Then I look at the rest of it, and I'm like, well,
maybe it is.
Could be. I don't know. I'll say this. I didn't watch Roma, but I've watched that director's movies before. He kind of deserves Oscars for whatever. So it's the same guy that directed Gravity and Children of Men. So I don't know. That's just my two cents on it. Anyway, we've got a high-budget release set in the future, topping the weekend box office. Here's Fox's Debbie Hanley.
Fox on film.
I'm Debbie Hanley. The sci-fi fantasy Alita Battle Angel topped the charts and beat out the romantic comedy Isn't It Romantic? And the horror sequel Happy Death Day to You in its first weekend. Alita Battle Angel is set in the future, starring Rosa Salazar as a cyborg with no memory.
Does it bother you that I'm not completely human?
You are the most human person I have ever met.
The James Cameron-produced film earned an estimated $27 million. In second place, The Lego Movie 2, the second part.
Hang on to your fronds, Planny. We're going to save Lucy and all of the other people who were captured.
The number three movie is the comedy Isn't It Romantic, starring Rebel Wilson and Liam Hemsworth.
I hit my head really hard, and I woke up in this alternate universe. And guys look at me in the eyes.
You're quite beguiling, aren't you?
That's Fox on Film.
So that's the box office. And
I heard it was an underwhelming box office.
It kind of was an underwhelming box office. It really was. I don't know. I've heard mixed reviews about Alita Battle Angel personally. I don't know. Might be interesting to see, but I don't know exactly if I want to pay, the old, maybe a matinee price to go see that one. Supposedly really awesome on the big screen, though. Okay, we've got some last night on television at NBC's Elvis All-Star Tribute.
Yeah.
You watch a little bit of that?
Just very little.
Very little bit of it?
I poked in a couple times.
I want to say this. Some of the artists that they had performing Elvis songs, you wouldn't necessarily think would be performing Elvis songs. I believe J-Lo did an Elvis song. But, the more that I listened to them this morning, they were all actually kind of, in their own way, sort of faithful adaptations. They didn't go crazy with them. And just to I'll give you a little example here. This is Mac Davis, Blake Shelton, Post Malone, and Hootie himself, Darius Rucker. Oh, also, and Little Big Town, all performing Don't Be Cruel.
Let's walk to the bridge. Let's say I do. Then you'll know you have.
Could have been worse. That's not bad.
Well, at least Mac goes back to the 1970s.
Yeah.
There's a little link there.
Mac Davis, but I don't know. Post Malone and Hootie? Sounds fine. It's a good tribute anyway. But again, that was last night on NBC, the Elvis All-Star Tribute.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about some entertainment birthdays.
Okay.
And we're going to go from one song extreme to another.
Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt.
Not exactly Elvis, huh?
not quite. Don't be cruel.
But not exactly. That's rapper Dr. Dre. He turns 54 years
Dr.
old today.
Dr. Dre.
That's right, Dr. Yes. Dre. Of course, his
from the medical industry and the
solo debut kind of proved that gangster rap had potential. 5.7 million copies of that original album.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, his protege is Snoop Doggy Dogg. So
yeah, right.
There you go. That he gave the world Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
And also to the soon to be controversial label Death Row Records. So that's all Dr. Dre. Also born today.
From the Sony Picture Studios, it's America's Game.
That's the Wheel of Fortune's Vanna White. Turns 62 years old today.
Boy, talk about someone who lucked into the gig of a lifetime.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Vanna White.
She got that job, and she's set for life, baby.
Yep.
Her and Pat both just kind of...
Yeah, just got in there.
That's
and,
the only job they'll... Yeah.
Oh, and why would you want another one?
Exactly. You're set.
Worked out really well. Again, happy birthday, Vanna White, 62 years old today. Got actress, a big birthday for one actress.
Dear Mr. Vernon, we accept the fact that we had to sacrifice a whole Saturday in detention for whatever it was we did wrong. But we think you're crazy to make us write an essay telling you who we think we are. And you see us as you want to see us. In the simplest terms, the most convenient definitions. But what we found out is that each one of us is a brain.
And an athlete.
And a basket case. A princess.
And a criminal.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, the Breakfast Club's princess.
Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald. Yep, she turns 50 years old.
50!
Yeah, this is her 50th birthday.
Molly Ringwald is
Molly
now
Ringwald.
In her 50s.
Exactly. And we're gonna close out with the last birthday here.
Well, before you move on, just real...
Go ahead.
10 seconds on the Breakfast Club.
Sure.
Your opinion.
I hate it.
Okay, I agree with you. I thought I was the only person in America that hated that movie.
No. I do not like the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Let me put it this way. I struggle to find a John Hughes movie I like.
Boy, I am right on page with you today. I'm not... Okay.
We're right there,
we're
huh?
Sink. Okay. Okay. I don't want to talk about it anymore. So we'll make people mad. Move on.
I suppose so. And finally, Ted, we've got another birthday today. Another kind of big birthday out there.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah, you love this.
This is my wheelhouse right here.
That's right. Actor John Joseph Travolta was born on this day in 1954. Travolta nominated for Academy Best Award for Best Actor for performances in Saturday Night Fever mm-hmm. and Pulp Fiction.
Yep.
He won his first and only Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy for his performance in Get Shorty. So he won that. He's gotten a total of 6 nominations for that. In 2016, Primetime Emmy Award is the producer of the first season of American Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson.
I guess I've kind of forgotten that.
Yeah. He also received an additional Emmy nomination and a Golden Globe nomination for his portrayal of Robert Shapiro in that series.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was just recently. Very successful out there. Of course, this music from Grease.
Grease, of course.
Yeah.
The big finale, yep.
Yeah. John Travolta, born on this day in 1954.
Of course, he played the woman, the mother in Hairspray.
Hairspray,
yeah,
right?
Hairspray,
he did.
The movie.
Yeah, that's right. He did. I always remember him as a villain from Broken Arrow for some reason.
Yeah.
It was interesting to see him in a villain role. That wasn't a good movie, but it's interesting to see him in a villain role.
His career has not been dull.
That's right.
A lot of highs and lows there. Happy birthday, John.
Happy
How
birthday.
Old is he?
65 years old today.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And that's all we have for The Blur today, Ted.
Good edition, Jad. Hey, The Blur is brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. Run by a Christian family, they do honest work at affordable prices, and they are fantastic. Call Terry or Rachel for an appointment. Their phone number is 409-1525. That's Napoleon Appliance Repair. 8:46 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We'll take a look at a new project in the south part of town. A local business update from the Wichita Business Journal coming up on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.